This is Tejano Gold.
Thank you so much for sticking around to listen to Tejano Gold Countdown. It is my honor, my pleasure, and this is where you're going to hear the best Tejano music in the world, aired by some of our greatest affiliate families across the USA, some of the best radio stations in the USA, Mexico. My name is Rudy Trevino, and the Top 20 Countdown is brought to you each and every week by L&F Distributors Anheuser-Busch. That's Budweiser and Estrella Jalisco. Now, let's get back to the countdown. Dropping to number 13, we've got Lucky Joe with his latest single, Me Caíste del Cielo. Baja hasta el lugar número 13 this week on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Tú vendrás a curar las heridas que otro amor me ha dejado sangrando. Me caíste como algo del cielo que hace mucho lo estaba esperando. Llegaste en el mismo momento cuando yo me encontraba llorando. No te olvides que sin conocerte fui corriendo a caer en tus brazos. Yo esperaba que tú me miraras con el alma toda hecha pedazos, con mi llanto tirado en el suelo y con un montón de fracasos. Las heridas que tengo sangrando, solo tú me las vas a curar. Yo no sé cómo vayas a hacerle, pero tú me tendrás que aliviar. Pobre, no tengo dinero, con mi vida te voy a pagar. Cuando todo mi mal se haya ido, una reina serás para mí. En tu casa serás una santa, yo jamás pensaré que sufrí. Solo amor voy a darte en la vida, lo que a nadie jamás se lo di. Las heridas que tengo sangrando, solo tú me las vas a curar. Yo no sé cómo vayas a hacerle, pero tú me tendrás que aliviar. Yo soy pobre, no tengo dinero, con mi vida te voy a pagar.
Tejano Gold Countdown, song number 13, Me Caíste del Cielo, by Ed Cowchelsa's native son, Lucky Joe, on Tejano Gold Countdown. From 13 to number 12, this one moves 1 point to sit at number 12. It's Ruby Ann with her latest single, Mi Cumbia, on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Yeah. Where's Skippy at?
Tejano Gold Countdown, Mi Cumbia by Ruby Ann, song number 12 this week on the national charts. In the studio with me today, a special guest, David Lee Rodriguez. David es un talento que ha introducido diferentes ritmos a su estilo tejano, pero sin perder esa esencia tejana que caracteriza nuestra onda. So David, I've got to ask you, a través de estos años, ¿cómo ves la evolución de la música tejana?
You know, there's a lot of good young bands that are coming up that unfortunately aren't getting quite the airplay or quite the backing. I do see a lot of growth there. And being in the industry for as long as I've been in, I don't want to say it died. I don't want to ever say that. It had a resting period, I guess you could say, a rebirth. And now I think it's coming back pretty strong. To have my debut CD get nominated for Latin Grammy and then to watch Elida walk up and get that Grammy. Better way to represent Tejano music than to have Elida. I don't know, just being around that, seeing the camaraderie there in Vegas, I want to say it's growing. And then with a lot of the internet stations too, they're pushing Tejano throughout the world. And a lot of the stations are playing, you know, hardcore Tejano. They're playing a lot of new hardcore Tejano. I see it like it's growing. And it's almost like a wildfire that's just burning and burning, and it's growing and growing. I'm very, very honored to be part of it, to be part of this new wave that's coming out. I think it's coming out pretty strong. A lot of the terrestrial stations are doing the same thing, you know. For example, here in Lubbock and San Angelo, they're really pushing a lot of the new artists too. And it's great. You know, I feel like I'm, again, part of a new era that's coming out. So yeah, I see a lot of promise with the new sound.
No dudamos que David Lee es uno de los artistas que contribuyen a seguir manteniendo en alto nuestra onda tejana. Way to go, David. En un momento continuamos platicando con David Lee Rodriguez, but right now, let's get back to the countdown.
Se secaron mis ojos de llorar y llorarte. Cada día que pasaba yo más te extrañaba y no regresaste. Y las horas se hacían más eternas que el tiempo. Traté de arrancarme tu imagen bendita de mi pensamiento. Otro lado hice, pero no lo logré. Siempre estabas ahí, palpitando en mi piel. Hasta cada latido de mi corazón. Hoy te siento y a veces escucho tu voz. Porque me enamoré de ti, sabiendo que ya tienes dueño. Porque te sigo amando así, sin nada puedo. Con otro estás durmiendo. ¿Por qué me enamoré de ti? Si este es un amor prohibido. Por culpa de mi corazón hoy tengo que sufrir. Te amo y no te olvido. We'll be right back.
Tejano Gold Countdown, ¿Por qué me enamoré de ti? By Zapata, Texas Natives, Brothers Albert and Brian Ramirez, Grupo Macizo. This week climbs to number 11 on Tejano Gold Countdown. Now let's get the latest on what's happening in La Onda from TejanoNation.net. Here's Romeo.
Hola, it's Romeo, and here's what's happening at TejanoNation.net. David Beck's Tejano Weekend is a five-piece band from Austin, Texas that was formed in 2017 shortly after frontman David Beck watched a video of the iconic Selena performance at the 1995 Houston Rodeo where he attended a house party.
I just sat there in front of this huge TV and like watched the whole thing. I'd never really seen it all the way through. It truly was just the spark that lit the whole thing off, because I don't know, I've just been around Tejano music my whole life, like physically around it and listened to it a bit, but that really just like, there was a whole nother layer of Texas music that I had never tapped into, and it truly lit that all.
That's David Beck in an interview with Tejano Nation. The band released their debut album, David Beck's Tejano Weekend Volume 1, in 2019 that earned respect in the Tejano and Americana music communities, as it's Tejano music recorded in English. Now the group has released their sophomore album, David Beck's Tejano Weekend Volume 2, on October 15th, with features a collaboration with Tejano icon David Legarza, who's a fan of the band's unique sound.
Yeah, he had heard of us before we even did anything together, so he knew it and liked it, and I never thought that would happen, you know, when I started making this music, that it would go this far, so it's a huge honor.
The collaboration is a remake of Put Me in Jail, the classic song recorded by Sonny and the Sunliners. David Beck's Tejano Weekend Volume 2 is available on all digital music platforms. In San Antonio, I'm Romeo with Tejano Nation, number one source for Tejano news. Here's Rudy with more of the biggest hits of the week.
We are zooming by, halfway there. We'll be back in just a few with the 10 biggest Tejano music hits of the week, plus more from our guest, David Lee Rodriguez, and of course, the answer to the Tejano trivia quiz. Here it is again. Here's a question. This band is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year, and they started back in 1980 playing in the cantina of the singer's father. Well, during those days, its style was strictly Tejano, but in the 90s, well, the band changed their style to give something new to a younger generation. They've sold millions of albums all over the world, and they've been on the stage performing before crowds of up to 55,000 fans in the USA and Mexico. Can you name the singer, the producer, and the name of the band? We've got the answer coming up soon on Tejano Gold Countdown. Stick around.
Tejano Gold.
Estrella Jalisco. When you take a sip of Estrella Jalisco, an authentic and refreshing premium cerveza, born in Jalisco over 100 years ago, you open a whole new world of vibrant refreshment. Ah, crisp. And the micheladas? Full of flavor. So add some spice and color to life and reach for an Estrella Jalisco. Enjoy responsibly. 2021 Estrella Jalisco, St. Louis, Missouri.
What are you doing here so early? I thought you were getting tacos for the office.
I did, but I stopped by Laredo Taco Company and they made everything right away.
Are these homemade flour tortillas?
Yep, and fresh salsa, and pico de gallo. Oh, and check out the authentic barbacoa and chorizo.
Wow, I had no idea Laredo Taco Company had authentic Mexican food.
They do, and each taco is made to order. They use the freshest ingredients, and they've served over 75 million tacos. Bonus, Laredo Taco Company is located in your favorite 7-Eleven stores with expanded self-serve beverage bars, which means a latte for you and a bean-to-cup coffee for me.
You brought me a coffee, too? Wow.
All for my favorite office buddy, thanks to Laredo Taco Company, located in 6 states with restaurants and Stripe stores, A-plus, and 7-Elevens across the country. Visit LaredoTacoCompany.com for more information.
Community. It's more than just a word. For over 85 years, community has been at the heart of everything CITGO does. CITGO Innovation Academies and the CITGO STEM Talent Pipeline help students in our communities by providing grants and increasing access to STEM-related educational opportunities. CITGO also provides numerous scholarships for students, including the First in Family and Distinguished Scholarship Programs. CITGO provides thousands of free books to elementary school children across the nation with the Best the Book bus tour. CITGO, across the nation, including Texas, Louisiana, and Illinois. CITGO, fueling good.